AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI says it disrupted a plot to attack a grocery store in Mint Hill, North Carolina, near Charlotte. Lisa Dwyer has a report.
The defendant here is an 18-year-old named Christian Sturdivant. He has been planning this attack for about a year, but he's been planning an attack for far longer than that. He was planning this attack in support of ISIS, and we have charged him with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization.
U.S. Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson.
He started reading ISIS material, started going to ISIS websites, making TikTok videos, and eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York.
A handwritten note found in a trash can at Sturdivant's home listed details of the planned attacks and the number of intended victims at a Burger King restaurant and an unnamed grocery store. The note also said he would attack arriving officers and hoped to die by the hands of police. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Switzerland, investigators believe it was sparkling candles that caused the New Year's fire that left 40 dead and 119 injured. Charles Deledesma has a report.
Valais Canton Attorney General Beatrice Pilot tells a news briefing, everything suggests the fire started from the sparkling candles that were placed on the champagne bottles and brought too close to the ceiling. From there, a rapid, very rapid, and general blaze occurred. Eric Bonvin, the general director of the regional hospital, says those with severe burns face months of treatment. He tells the AP that most of the injured were teenagers and young adults. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A 6.5 magnitude earthquake rattled southern and central Mexico, killing two people. And a wobbly start to the year for stocks, the Nasdaq flat, the S&P up 0.2%, while the Dow added 319 points. This is AP News. Tesla is no longer the leading seller of electric vehicles.
Tesla says it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025. Chinese rival BYD sold 2.26 million vehicles last year.
We're talking 300,000 to 400,000 below where you would have hoped Tesla have been if you go back, call it 18, 24 months ago.
Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if Tesla's slump has any connection to Elon Musk's involvement in the Department of Government Efficiency.
The politics in terms of the, I'll call it the political experiment with Musk and Trump, that definitely had a negative impact, especially the first half of the year. Probably the biggest lingering impact is in Europe.
Is Ives worried about Tesla?
We're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics era that's now here in 2026.
Musk's focus at Tesla has pivoted to robo-taxis and robots. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.